Hawa, a 14-year-old Sierra Leonean girl, says she can be happy again now that she's reunited with her family. For some time, she wasn't sure she would survive Ebola. Her aunt died from the disease as well as her younger brother. Most of her family members were then infected. Hawa described what the symptoms of Ebola felt like.
At first, I felt a pain in my chest. It was my heart. It was beating so fast. It was so painful. I used to cry. I had headaches and my body was becoming hot. I didn't know it was Ebola. Now I'm not sick anymore. I've been discharged. I'm happy. There are lots of people that didn't survive. They died. But me, I survived.
The UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, reports that 8.5 million children and young people under the age of 20 live in areas affected by Ebola in Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea. UNICEF is collaborating on the ground with other UN agencies to help raise awareness on ways to prevent its spread. In Guinea, the UN Development Program, UNDP, has been training young volunteers to go door to door to teach people how to thoroughly hand wash and avoid contact with possible Ebola cases. Hassan Eid Hawidabu is one of these volunteers.
Sometimes there are 10 or 20 families in the same home without any facilities even to wash their hands. One person can fall ill and infect everyone else. That's why it is crucial to go door to door to raise awareness.
The UN says this kind of action is helping members of the community become more informed about the crisis and how to react to it. Magdi Martina Soliman is UNDP's assistant administrator.
Young volunteers are already taking action on the ground and showing great leadership in their neighborhoods. We met a young mother who runs a daycare with 200 kids. She's actively preventing transmission among the kids so that they prevent spreading the disease to their families.
Many of these efforts targeting young children are working. This young Guinean boy knows the instructions.
I wash my hands before I eat, and I clean my hands and the toilet with soap and bleach water.
UNICEF has made raising awareness about hand washing a priority. It has recently distributed 1.5 million bars of soap in Sierra Leone and many more in Liberia and Guinea. Stephanie Kutrix, United Nations.